Okay, today is Daf Lamed Vav. We're actually on Lamed Vav. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines, 6 lines from the top, where it says Tana Rabbanan. I just want to go back for 1 minute to the top Rashi here. Rashi says that we said if somebody eats a Nevela on Yom Kippur, right, you putter. Why you putter? What? Eight Isser Cha'alitza. It's already Usser because it's Yom Kippur. You don't get another Isser because it's not, it's already Usser because it's not kosher. Right? You don't get another Isser for eating on Yom Kippur. Right? So it says Rashi on top, Pater Mechatas, the Ein Isser Yom HaKippurim, Chal Al Isser Nevela. It's already an Isser, it's already a Nevela. The Isser of Yom Kippur can't be Chal on top of something that's already Isser. Right? Listen to the next line in Rashi. The Im Bo Bayom Nisnavla. What if it died on Yom Kippur? Then it became a nevela on Yom Kippur. Afilu hachi, even still, ha'itza asura kodim Yom Kippurim mishum ever menachai. Right?
Right.
That means that in order for Ein Isher Cha'alisa to work, it had to be usher when Yom Kippur began. If it was a live animal when Yom Kippur began and it died Yom Kippur morning, and now you eat it b'shogeg, really, what happened now?
What?
The Isser of Yom Kippur, the Isser of Yom Kippur should apply first, because when Yom Kippur began, it wasn't dead, it wasn't an avila. Says Rashi, but it was still Isser from Eber Menachai. You hear what Rashi just did?
Yeah, I know.
Because we're trying to find a way that it was usher before Yom Kippur began.
What's the relevance?
What?
The relevance is you ate it when you ate it.
No, right. What?
If you just stop pulling it from the situation that happened beforehand, you have a lot of problems and a lot of halachas all over the shop.
No, so what does ate Isser Chalus mean?
What? At this moment.
At the moment when Yom Kippur began. That's what it means.
Yeah.
At the moment when Yom Kippur began, it was already usher. So now what did Yom Kippur do? Yom Kippur says, you're not allowed to eat Yom Kippur. Everybody wasn't allowed to eat that anyway. It's not kosher. I wasn't allowed to eat that anyway. So now I ate it by mistake. So how many times have I been chayav? The answer is once, for eating not kosher. All right, what about Yom Kippur? Now it was already usher. Right? That's what the Gemara said.
No. That would seem to make sense, but and it's a chal isser is at this moment you have two different issues in front of you.
Right. So does
not,
one?
But who cares what happened and why it's an isser at this moment because it's dead.
You're not eating it. You didn't start eating it before.
Who cares?
Right. So look at the first half of Rashi. Pater mechatos the ain isser Yom Kippurim, the isser of not eating on Yom Kippur, chal al isser nevela is not going to go on top of nevela. Why?
Ain isser
chal isser. Write this one, ate the nevela.
Right.
That implies that it was a nevela when Yom Kippur began.
Why would
you make that jump?
What do you mean? In the morning?
Yeah.
How do you
make that jump?
Says Rashi, bo bayom nisnavla, and if it dies on Yom Kippur, afilu hachi, it still ain't Isser Chal Isser, because Eiv Menachai. It was still us when Yom Kippur began, out of Eiv Menachai. So you see clearly, that Rashi cares. You see clearly. Rashi cares that the issue begins when Yom Kippur begins. Rashi clearly says that.
Yes.
You can dispute it.
No.
That's what Rashi says. It kicks in when Yom Kippur begins. If there's another Isser, a more broad Isser, when Yom Kippur began, can I eat that animal now, Erev Yom Kippur? No, it's Erev Menachai. And if it's dead, it's an Avela. So either way, I can't eat it when Yom Kippur begins. That's all Rashi said. Make sense?
Oh. I see what Rashi said.
Okay.
That's Rashi
Sheetah, fine. Let's see Tosfos. Perish HaKuntris. Afil Nisnavla B'Yom HaKippurim. Lo Chayla Olel Isser Yom HaKippurim. The Isser of Kippur doesn't apply. Darei Havi Allah Isser Erev Menachai.
That's the problem.
That's what Rashi said. The Kasha Lari. The Reed says, what? Yeah. Daha kipaka iser Eiver Menachai. When the iser of Eiver Menachai goes away, when did that happen? when it dies. When did that happen? During Shacharis. Right? Kipaka Isser Avram and Achai Yochol Aleha Isser Yom HaKippurim V'Nevela Bebasachas. Then what happens? The Nevela and the Yom Kippur come at the same time. Because the Yom Kol Nidrenai, it was Aser because it's Avram and Achai. Now in the morning it died. The Nevela and the Yom Kippur come simultaneously. Right? Udumod Rav Shimon Be'Isser Basachas. Rav Shimon agrees. That's not a case of Isser Chal Isser. Tosfos is basically asking what Mati was asking. Basically what Mati was bothered with. He couldn't say in these words. It's basically the same issue. What on earth is Rashi talking about? Right?
Well, I said that part.
Umihu, however, Yesh Lomar, Afilu Nislabla Yom HaKippurim, even if it died on Yom Kippur, Lo Chayel Aloha Isser Yom HaKippurim, the Isser She'ein Zavuach Havi Beinami Me'ikara, V'akati Lo Pakaminei. You want to say that you can say that. On Friday, on Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, was this an animal that was shechted Kahalacha? No. So can I eat it? No. Why not? Two reasons he can't. Number one, Erev Menachai. Number two, it's not shechted.
The no, issue. It's Erev Menachai because it was not shechted.
What?
It's Erev Menachai.
Okay.
Because
so
it's
he
not,
just.
Not that thing.
It's just the semantics. Now Yom Kippur. Now Yom Kippur. Now Yom Kippur begins. Now Yom Kippur begins. Now Yom Kippur begins. Can I eat it now? Still alive. Can I eat it? No. Why not? It's not shechted. Now or later, middle of Kol Nidre, in the middle of Myra, if it dies. Can I eat it now? No. Why not? It's not shechted.
So that's what he should have said. Forget
maybe that's what Rashi meant to say. Maybe that's what Rashi meant to say that. Okay. Thought that was interesting.
By the way, that's a whole lot more simple
to
swallow.
Okay. Here we go. Ready? Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa. Now, Maaser Sheni is a funny thing. Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to eat it anywhere in the world except for Yerushalayim. Okay? Except, there's one exception to that. No. The exception is, I believe this is an exception. Let's start off like this. You're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni anywhere except for Yerushalayim. Also, a person who's an Onan is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. Can you make matzah out of Maaser Sheni? You would think, why not? Why not? I'm going to be in Yerushalayim anyway, because of being Ola Regel, so why not? So why not, right? So we're going to see now, it's a machlokes. What? You're allowed to make bread 100%. Can you be Mekayim your mitzvah of matzah with Maaser Sheni? It's a machlokes.
Matzah.
Your mitzvah of matzah. The mitzvah of the Torah to eat matzah Pesach night. Can you be Mekayim your mitzvah with Maaser Sheni? We're assuming, of course, you're in Yerushalayim. Okay? Good? What? Okay, now. Tana Rabbanan. Yachal, I would think. Yotze Adam Yidei Chavasa Maaser Sheni be Yerushalayim. I would think you could. Why not? Talmud Lomar. Lechem Oni. It says Lechem Oni. What's Lechem Oni? Poor man's bread. What does that have to do with Maaser Sheni? Because ma shenechal ba'aninus, that's only something that can be eaten ba'aninus. Yotza zeh, excluded is Maaser Sheni, she'eno nechal ba'aninus, you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni ba'aninus, ela b'simcha. You have to eat it b'simcha, divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili makes a play on the word oni, which is spelled with an ayin, to read it as it's spelled with an aleph, to say, you can't do it. Can't do it. It's a very strange drasha, right? It says Oni, we're going to read it aninus with an aleph, and therefore you can't. Because you're not going to eat Maaser Sheni when you're aninus. Matzah is Oni, therefore you can't use it with Maaser Sheni. That's Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, I don't buy into that drasha. Matzos riba. It says the word matzah many times in the Torah. One of them includes Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Im kein, ma talmud lomer lechem oni. So then why does it say lechem oni? We learn many things out of the word lechem oni. Prat le'isa, it excludes dough. Sheni lusha b'yayin v'shemen udvash. Right? You know that matzah shira? That's lechem oni. It has to be only water. No juice, no honey, none of that stuff. Now, my time is Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva's reason? We just said a reason, but what the question means, what's wrong with learning it like that, Ani? Aninas, what's wrong with that? You use my Oni to tell you you shouldn't make it with honey. But why not? What's wrong with it? So, Mikziv Lechem Oni? Right? Does it say Lechem Oni?
Yeah, Oni.
Oni? No. Oni Ksiv. It says it, not what you're changing the letter for. You can't do that. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Mi Karinon Oni? We don't read it Oni. Oni Karina. We read it Oni, which is the same pronunciation as an Onin. Rabbi Akiva, Hi de Karina Be Oni. So Rabbi Akiva agrees that when the guy lands in the Parsha, he reads it Oni. What does that mean? Kiddush Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, Lechem Oni. What does it mean, Lechem Oni? The poor man's bread? That doesn't mean poor now. Because Oni doesn't, is a funny way to pronounce poor person or poor thing. It's Oni, Lechem, Sha'onin, Olav, Devarim, Harbe. It's a bread that we speak. Comes from the word own, it's to speak. We speak a lot about it. What does that mean? Sha'onin, Olav, we say about the matzah, Dvarim Harbe, many things. Right? What?
We actually call Lechem Oni, but we consider it like poor man's bread.
Yeah. Right. So all... What do you mean? Right, no, so the issue is that Oni is a funny way to pronounce Oni.
Exactly.
So it's a double meaning. Number one, the Oni has to be poor man's bread, no fruit juice, no honey. And number two, it's something we speak a lot about. Says Rashi, something I never would have said. Rashi says, Shegomrim Olav es Hallel. You say Hallel, the Omrim Olav Haggadah. And we say on it the Haggadah. What does that mean?
That's what you speak a lot about.
Look, about the matzah? What does Hallel have to do with matzah?
Hallel, I'm not sure, but the rest
of matzah. I would have said Haggadah, right. Have a whole Seder, whole busy Pesach night, talking about matzah. What is Hallel? It's Yontif. So you say Hallel every Yontif. You say Hallel on Shavuos also. You say Hallel on Shmini Atzeres. There's no Nes. There's no special thing. Hallel is Yontif. That's a funny Rashi. What do you mean by that? Right? Okay, anyway.
Maybe the special Hallel, you say at night different from every other Hallel.
I'm sure people that want to say that, that's what it means, could say that.
Yeah.
Right? Right. Oh, it means that.
So what else are you going to say?
Right. Okay, Vesav Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, Isa Sheni Lusha B'yayin Shemun Dvash Lo. Well, you're not allowed to use a Matzah Shira? But we learned. Ein Lashin Isa B'Pesach B'yayin Shemun Dvash. You're not allowed to. V'im Lash, and if you did, Rabbi Gamliel Omer Tisarif Miyad. Rabbi Gamliel says, burn it right away. Chacham Omerim Yochel, you can eat it, no problem. Rabbi Omer Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says like this, Shabbasi Haisa Eitzel Rabbi Lazar Yeshua. I spent Shabbos by Rabbi Lazar Yeshua. V'lashti Lehem Isa B'yayi Yishem Udvash. And I kneaded it with this. V'lo Omer Li Davar, they didn't say boo. They didn't say a word to me. Right? So how can he say no? Here he says yes. So let's just do the Rashi of Dvash. Look at the Rashi of Dvash. Very key Rashi. He says, why can't you use... So we're stuck with a question. Rabbi Akiva sort of contradicted himself. Anyway, look at Rashi. Rashi says, see the Rashi there? Dvash. B'yayin shem dvash. Mipnei shekrova umimaheres lahachmitz. It makes it get chametz faster. The ain adam yachol l'shomra, and you can't watch it. This has nothing to do with lechem oni. This is a separate reason now. Don't make it with shemen and dvash because you can't watch it. It becomes chametz too fast. Lefikach im losh tesarif miyad. Thank you. If you do it, you have to burn it right away. Ubemoed ka'amar. We're talking about chalamoid. V'lo biyamtiv, not on yantiv. The Havara Shalom Lutzorehu. You can't burn it on Yontif, because this would be a Havara Shalom Lutzoreh, says Rashi. Does that make any sense?
No, what do you have to burn it for?
What?
No,
it says exactly what he's saying. If you're kneading dough, forget, you're kneading dough on Yontif, what you're allowed to do. You're going to bake a matzah, and what happened? You forgot you used honey.
Exactly.
Burn it right away. Why?
Why?
Because it's going to turn into chametz, you can't stop it. Says Rashi, we can only burn on a chalamoid. On Yontif, it's burning shalola tzorach. Ask every single achron.
Yeah.
But we have a rule that if something's mutter l'tzorech, it's mutter shalol l'tzorech. Right? So you're allowed to heat up. What is Rashi talking about? You can't burn it now in Yontif. Right? What's he talking about? So what is he talking about? So there are a few answers. The Rashash says it didn't become chametz yet. And therefore there's no chiyuv to burn it. Didn't become, like Mother said, didn't become chametz yet. It's going to happen. Not right at the second, not yet. So who gives you the right to burn it? If it would be a tzorech, of course you could burn it.
It's exactly opposite what we said before. You don't eat it because not because there's something wrong with it, because it's not lachamoy.
I know. The tzlach gives Mati's answer, which is, who said you have to burn it? Why can't you flush it down the toilet? Why do you have to burn it? So it doesn't necessarily mean it's a tzorech. Okay. Then Rashi continues, Uler b'yochanan da'amu la'el mei peros ein machmitin. But according to b'yochanan who said that may peros don't cause chametz at all. Lokashach, you're right. This is not an issue. The ihu ein chayav and alchimutzo kares gomer. Fine. Lo avi chametz gomer el chametz luksha. Fine. Okay. Fine. Very good. Back to the Gemara.
Isn't the problem that it's lacking masa sheep? In other words, lacking morning. Who's bringing in this whole thing?
I know, it's a whole different thing, right? I know. Now, anyway, so I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. So we're left with a little bit of a contradiction over here. Rabbi Akiva, one place said yeah, one place said no. So the Gemara answers, Afalpi, by the way, even though you can't knead with honey, Mekatfin bo. You're allowed to smear the outside of it to give it a glow. That you could do. Anyway, that is Asan L'Tanakama. That was what the Tanakama said. V'chacham Omerim Ein Lashin bo. If you can knead with it, you can smear with it. You can't use lukewarm water. What? Because it helps to get chametz. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva contradicted himself. So Gemara answers, lo kash, ha, beyond the Rishon. No. The first case is on Pesach night. Pesach night, you can't use any of this because lechem oni. Ha, beyond the Sheni. Two separate issues going on. One issue is a lechem oni issue. The second issue is a chametz issue. So if it's not lechem oni, it's not Pesach the first night, it's a chalamoid, I'm allowed to bake with oni. Why not? I don't need lechem oni. Now, is it a chametz issue? That's a machlokas. Some say it becomes chametz right away. The Kiva said, no, it's not a problem. It's not going to become chametz right away. Therefore, it's okay. Can you use the sivka that answers the question?
Yeah.
Two issues going on. One is lechem oni, and one is chametz. Lechemoni have Pesach night, the Seder. After that, it doesn't matter. You don't need Zochiv of lechemoni. Can you now? Is it a chomet issue? That's a machalokas.
Shouldn't the chomet issue be before the lechemoni issue?
No, so that's a machalokas whether or not it turns into chomet. If you hold it doesn't, now can you use the Pesach night at the Seder? It's a chomet. No, that you can't do. It's a separate thing, lechemoni. Kidamale Rabbi Yeshua Libnei. Rabbi Yeshua told his family, Yom Akama, the first day, Lotelusha Libachelba. Don't use milk. Mekan ve'elech loshel libechelba. After that, you want to put milk in it. You can put milk in it. Ay v'atanya ein loshel nizah b'chalav. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to make milk and bread. V'yim losh kol hapas asura. And if you did that, it's all usher. The dehergal avera, because it's that's a huge opening up a terrible can of worms. El hachikamer. Here's what he told him. Yom akamelo tulushel libedufsha. First day, don't put in honey. After that, you can put in honey. He didn't say milk, he said honey. V'bayi say or no, la'olam b'chal, he really did say milk. K'da'am ravina, k'ein tura shari. If you make it k'ein tura, it's mutter. Hachanami, k'ein tura. What he did was he made it ein tura. What's ein tura? Rashi says, ma'at. You make a very small one. K'ein shel shor. Like the eye of an ox. Mutter lolosh b'chalav. That you're allowed to make with milk. To achole midi b'basach, miyad b'basach. Because you make it right away. You can eat it right away in one shot. V'lo mashi lei. You're not going to leave it over. Danilshi benilish b'chalav. Because you needed it with milk.
That's interesting. He isn't bringing down you're not allowed to do it based on the fact you're not allowed to make bread with milk in it.
So you're not allowed to. He said his kids don't do it for the sake of that you could. So the answer is if you make it ein tura. What does Rashi say ein tura mean? A very small one.
Yeah,
the Rambam holds. The Rambam says ein tura means that it looks funny.
That's
it looks funny. Right. It looks it's funny. A it's a simin and then you're not going to mix it up. The problem is...
The problem is kazayis.
What?
Kazayis. You make a small thing like that, you don't even make kazayis. You can say make a bunch of them.
Yeah. So that's not the issue. The issue is the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like both. You need both. So if you have to say that the Thomas' English muffins are small enough that you'll eat them in one sitting, you're not going to leave them over and then have them later with your steak.
That's right.
That's the theory.
You got both inside.
It's not a huge challah. It's a little thing.
I think the muffins you're not going to eat with Thomas' muffins you're not going to eat with meat. It's not a meat.
What do you mean?
No, that's not why.
What do you mean? You don't have any. You don't have any hot dog rolls.
No,
you put a hot dog in it. A hamburger. You put a hamburger in it.
The
you never saw people do that.
Same size of burger.
Huh?
Yeah.
Same size of burger.
People will do funny things when they don't have any hamburger rolls. They'll use two slices of bread. Then they will. Isn't that such a crazy thing, far fetched? They'll use two slices of bread. Whatever.
I always go crazy when I don't have a hamburger roll.
All right, that's you. Anyway, okay, next. V'shavin she'ein lashon es isa b'poshin. You can't use lukewarm water. Why can't you use lukewarm water? Because... Right. It makes it come faster. Now, Maishnami Menachos, why is this different than Menachos? By the way, Menachos, you also not allowed to have chametz. You also not allowed to have chametz. Menachos can't be made out of chametz. Utnan, but we learned, kol Menachos niloshas peposhrin. All Menachos, you can knead it with lukewarm water. Umishtamrin shlo yachmitzu. Make sure it doesn't become chametz. Right? How come over there it's okay? So the Gemara answers, you're talking about Kahanim? No. Im Yomu b'zrizin. They're very zarut. Yomu b'she'en's reason? We're going to talk about the housewife who's not careful? You can't compare. Ihachi, one second. If that's true, miltas nami losis. You shouldn't even be able to, what's the list is?
Soak it.
You shouldn't be able to soak it. Alama, Amar Rabzeira, Amar Rabbar Yirmiya, Amar Shmuel. Why did he say, chitin shal menachos, the wheat of Menachos, a litosin osa. Why can't they knead it? Why can't they soak it? Right? Why can't the Kahanim soak it? They're going to be zaras. So the Gemara answers, no, Lisha bizrizin isa. When it comes to kneading it, who needs it? Generally, the Kahanim. They were zaras. Latisa, less than bizrizin. Latisa is not done by the Kohen. It's done by some guy at his house. We don't know what's going on there. Therefore, he's not a zaras. Felicia, me it's a bizrizin? One second. Is it true that the kneading is done by the Kohen? Not even true. Haksiv, v'yitzak olav shem and tehevi ala Kohen. First you get it all ready, then you bring it to the Kohen. Mekamitzu be'elech mitzvah b'kuhuna. Lima la yetzika ubalila, ksher b'kol adam. Anyone can do the kneading. So Gemara answers, true. Lisha, it's true. Nehid, the bizrizin lesa, it's true that it can be done by you. But b'makom's reason is so. Where does it take place? It takes place in the base of Mikdash. You can't do it in your house and bring it over. No, it's there. So the makom, it says, reason stick a makom. Damar mar, belila, ksher bizar. Belila is kosher bizar. And Rashi says, ba'azara. It's done in the azara. Chutz l'chomas azara. Outside the azara, psula, it's pasol. La'fuke latisa. But latisa is different. The ain of his reason, lo makom's reason. It's not done by a kohen. And it's not even done in the Beis HaMikdash. That for sure we can't allow. Why? We don't know what went on. U'mayishna mi'minchas ha'omer. Why is Omer different? Titanya, minchas ha'omer, lutasin osa. You can soak it if it's over in osa and you tie it up. The answer is tzibur shiny. Nah, for the carbon tzibur, that's a different story. Even though it's done by who knows, the Kahanim are in charge of it over there. We're not worried. Tana Rabbanan. Yachal adam yidei chavaso bibikurim. So one second, getting back. Can you use Maris Rosheni for matzah? It's a machlokas. The Rebbe Sekhlili said no. Why did he say no? Because he made a funny drush of Oni. And Rabbi Akiva said, why not? Right? Rabbi Akiva said, why not? We end off that machlokas. Now, what about Bikurim? One of Bikurim's is wheat. So what about Bikurim? Can you make Bikurim out of matzah? Can you make matzah out of Bikurim? Again, Bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So can you make Bikurim out of matzah? Matzah out of Bikurim? Talmud Lomar, no. But kol mosh voseichem tochlu matzah. What does it say in the Torah? Eat matzah b'chol mosh voseichem. Right? Matzah ha'ne'achel is b'chol mosh voseichem. Matzah can be eaten in Haifa too. Yatza bibi, and by the way, even in Woodmere. Yatza bibikurim she'ein ne'achel b'chol mosh voseichem el Yerushalayim. It can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Divrei Rabbi Yossi ha'galili. And one second. Why didn't we give that answer before? Ma'aser Sheni also could only... We'll get to that. Rabbi Akiva Omer, a different reason why he agrees he can't, but for a different reason. Mata umarar. Ma marar she'eno bibikurim. Marar cannot be bikurim. You can't make marar out of grapes or pomegranates. No way. Af mata she'eno bibikurim. So too matzah cannot be made out of bikurim.
It depends on the matzah you can poi, the bikurim you cannot.
What?
Matzah
sheni can be poi that.
Matzah sheni can be poi them, bikurim you cannot.
We're going to get to that. Look at the bottom Tosfos. What do we say? There's no bikurim could be marar. Right? Asks Tosfos, v'lekalaveva, don't tell me that marar could be one of the zayin minim. Which one of the zayin minim could be marar? Don't tell me marar hainu zayas. That mara is an olive, shuhumara, which is bitter. Kiddarshina, we say, vihine ola zayas tara fifiha, when the Yonah came back from the teva with an olive leaf in its mouth, what did it say, the Yonah? The Yonah said, yehem zono asai merurim kizayas. My food should be bitter like this olive, rather than have to rely on man. Rather rely on Hashem. Kiddarla, come on. Amar, mara dumi de matzah. Ma matzah. It means right. Af mara, right? For od. So it says, don't give me that answer, because first of all, mara has to be a vegetable. The Yonah tells us, don't tell me that one of the zayin minim olives can be used for mara, because the Yonah complained that it was bitter. Tells us, first of all, mara has to be from a vegetable, like we're going to learn in a minute. For od, also zayit ha'ilon mar. No. Only the branch is bitter, not the fruit. Only the branch, only the leaves. V'lo ha'pri. Midamashma ole zayis. Vamrinon alizayis. Vamrinon nami. Vayiru Hashem eitz. Zeo zayis she'ein mar b'ilonos kizayis. That when they threw in the branch to make the water sweet, it was bitter. Mara. But we didn't throw in olives. He threw in the branches of the olives. Right? That's bitter. So don't tell me it's olives, says Tosfos. Anyway. So back to the story. Just like Marar has to be, Marar can't be one of the Zayin Minim, so too Matzah can't be one of the Zayin Minim. So different reason why it can't be Bikurim. Ima Marar She'enom Bimino, Bikurim, 1 second. So if Marar can't be one of the Zayin Minim, Af Matzah She'en Mina Bikurim. Then Matzah can't be one of the Zayin Minim. How can that be possible? Otsi, turn the page. Otsi Chitzit V'Seorin. I can't make matzah out of wheat or barley. She'ain b'minam b'bikurim, which is bikurim. What would that mean? Matzah would have to be made out of rye, oats, or spelt. Those are not one of the zayinim. If you want to compare matzah to maror, then go all the way. Maror can't be one of the zayin. Neither can matzah. No one says that, right? Talmud Lomar says Rabbi Akiva. Don't worry about that. Matzos riba. It says a lot of times in the Torah, matzos, one of the extra times includes wheat and barley. E, matzos, riba, then a filu bikurim nami. Then even if matzos, so many matzos, so why not bikurim? The answer is, you're right. Hadabe Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva took it back. And what does he hold? Says Rashi, top Rashi. Hadabe bihach kushit, the matzah umarar. Because of his kasha, he took it back. The yalof bikurim bikal moshva sechem. He agrees with Rabbi Yosef Aglili, we call Moshe Seichem. Has to be anywhere? Bikurim can't be anywhere. What about Ma'aser Sheni? Ma'aser Sheni also can't be anywhere. Ditanya. Yachal yotzi adam chodei chavatsa bibikurim. I would have thought. You could use bikurim. Why not? Why can't you use bikurim? I'm in Yerushalayim anyway, so why not? Tamad lomar b'chol Moshe Seichem tochel matzos. Matzah ne'achalas b'chol Moshe Seichem. Matzah that's eaten in your all places. Yotze bikurim she'ein ne'achalim b'chol Moshe Seichem ela b'Yerushalayim. Bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, therefore you can't use it for matzah. Yachal shani motze af ma'aser sheni. So what about ma'aser sheni? Same story. Talmud lomar matzos riba. No. Matzah ma'aser sheni you can use for matzah. Why? It says matzah a lot of times. So therefore it includes ma'aser sheni, even though ma'aser sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Right? Says Rashi, the second Rashi, af ma'aser sheni be Yerushalayim. Ho'il ve'eno yach eno necha b'chol moshavos me'ata me'shehivil Yerushalayim. Once you bring it to Yerushalayim, Shuv eino yachol l'chala lechol b'chutz. Once you bring it into Yerushalayim, Marcel, you can't redeem it. Not allowed to. You can only redeem it when you're still back at the farm. Then, you know what, I slept so much, alright, I'll redeem it. Once you bring it into the walls of Yerushalayim, you can't take it out. Kedamrina b'beseftes makos. Like we learned in Maseches Makos. Mechitza, liklot. The mechitza is liklot midirabanan. It's a dindirabanan. That once the Maaseh Sheni comes in, you can't take it out. Demishkaltuhu mechitzos. Once the mechitzos grab it, meaning once you step foot in the old city, in the city, shuv eno nifte. It can no longer be redeemed. Okay? Right? Now, the Gemara asks, Umar ro'is l'rabos ma'aser sheni u'lahotzi bikur. So why, now you have two issues. Why, ma'aser riba includes one of them. So why are we including ma'aser sheni over bikur? Why is ma'aser sheni, yes, I can make matzah out of it, and bikur, no. What's the difference? Why is ma'aser sheni over bikur? Mar bani ma'aser sheni, ma'aser sheni is better. Why? Sheyesh lo heter b'kol moshavos k'drevi Eliezer. Because there is a way to eat Ma'aser Sheni in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, like Rabbi Eliezer is going to say in a second. There's no way ever to eat Bikurim outside of Yerushalayim. It's impossible. Ma'aser Sheni could happen. How could it happen? Umotzi, I need Bikur, but I'm going to exclude Bikurim. She'ein lehem hetter b'chol moshavos. You can never eat Bikurim outside of Yerushalayim. Never. How could you eat Ma'aser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim? Dama Rabbi Eliezer, Menayin le'Ma'aser Sheni shenitma. How do you know Ma'aser Sheni became Tomei? Shepoduno so fafilu be Yerushalayim. It became Tomei. And now I can redeem it, even if it was in Yerushalayim. Talmud Lamar, Kilo Suchal Se'eso. You can't eat it here. You're allowed to redeem it. The Ain Se'es El Achila. The word Se'es means food. Shemma, like it says, Vayisa Maseis Mas Panov. That Yosef gave the brothers food. Okay? So since Ma'aser Sheni, it is possible to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. How's that possible? If it becomes Tameh. So therefore, I will allow you to make it matzah out of it, and you're going to eat it in Yerushalayim.
What about Bikurim?
Bikurim, now Bikurim becomes Tameh, he still can't. But Bikurim only eaten by a Kohen anyway. So it can't go out, that's never going to happen. Therefore, Ma'aser Sheni, you're allowed to make matzah out of it. Why? Because there is a way to get it b'chol moshavoseichem. There is a way it can happen. Right? Rabbi Akiva Eger just asked Akasha on Rashi. Rashi said that because klita is a derabanan. So we're using a derabanan principle to make deraisa rules? How could that be? And he loses it at Tzarachian. He can't answer that question. Tzarachian. What's going on here? Right? Yeah, okay. Anyway, that's the difference between Bikurim and Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni, it is possible somehow to get it out of Yerushalayim without redeeming it. So once it goes in, it can't go out. Even though it's only Derabanan. Once it goes in, it's a machlokas, whether it's Rashi or Derabanan. Others say it's not a Derabanan, it's Doraisa. But if it got Tomei, then he agrees that it could go out. So now, Man Shemasle, the Omar Ma'aser Sheni, Nafik Bey, who said that if it goes in, it can go out? Who said you could even use Ma'aser Sheni? Only Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. The Kamamayat le Bikurim, the Kol Moshe Vazechem. But he said Bikurim you can't because of Kol Moshe Vazechem. Shma Mina Hadaris. He obviously took back his other drasha about that Bikurim is like Matzah and Moro. That was a bad answer. Okay. Rabbi Yosef Galili. Yosef Galili says, how did he learn you're not allowed to use Ma'aser Sheni? From this Oni drasha. Tepik le milechem Oni. So why can't he learn Bikurim out of the same place? Mi she'achal ba'oni, yatzezu she'enechal ela b'simcha. You're not allowed to eat Bikurim also when you're an Oni. When you're an Oni, and you can't eat Bikurim either. So why can't that be the rule? Savalak Rav Shimon, he also Rav Shimon, Netanya, Bikurim asurin l'oni, Rav Shimon Mater. Rav Shimon says an Oni is allowed to eat Bikurim. My time of the Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan say you're not allowed to? Tichsev, osucha lecha b'sharecha, v'amar mar, shumas yadcha, elu bikurim. Deiskash bikurim l'maiser. It's a hekish. Ma maiser asa l'onin, af bikurim asa l'onin. Rav Shimon, he says it's mutter. Truma karina rachmana. No, truma. Ma truma muteris l'onin af bikurim mutar l'onin. Bikurim is compared to truma. An onin is allowed to eat truma. An onin is not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. Rabbi Shimon nihi hekish lehekish lesle simcha mia michtav ksivi buhu tiktiv v'samachta b'chal atov. But 1 second, but it does say that bikurim has to be eaten b'simcha. So how on earth can an onin eat bikurim? Right? So the Gemara answers, no. Ha'ul zman simcha u'dasa. It's a zman simcha. What does it mean, a zman simcha? Says Rashi, b'zman kitzira u'klita u'lakita. It's the time of the harvest. Sha'adam kolet tfuaso. It's when he's harvesting. V'libo samech. He's very happy. It doesn't mean he's today sad today because his third cousin died. That's not what it means. He's very happy. He's a zman of happiness. Hutzrucha kasev kere derami ovidavi. The Torah requires you to say, you know, Arami Obedavi, we were down at the bottom of the totem pole, look where we are today. That's a big Zman Simcha. Therefore, an Onin is allowed to eat Bikurim. An Onin is allowed to eat Bikurim, I Zman Simcha. The Zman Simcha is on this whole Zman. How long does this Zman last? The Tnan, Me'atzeres, from Shavuot, V'yad HaChag, until Sukkot, Mevi V'kore. You bring Bikurim and you also recite those Pesukim. Me'achag, from the Chag, V'yad Chanukah, until Chanukah, maybe the Eino Kore. You bring, but you no longer recite Pesukim. Why? The Zman Simcha went away. Why? Because you're going into the winter now. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned, Lechamoni, said Lechamoni, Prat L'chalot, this excludes scalded bread, Ula Ashisha, and some other kind of scalded bread. So Rashi says it's a big piece of bread. Yachal Loi Adam Yidei Chavatso Ela Pas Horda'a. So if that's true, I would think after you've junky bread, Tamalomar matzas matzas viva, afilu kematzos shol Shlomo. You can even use it. Expensive matzah costs a lot of money, $20 a pound. Imke matamalomar lechem oni. What does lechem oni mean? Prat lechalot ula ashisha. It excludes scalded bread and this other kind of big bread. My mash v'day ashisha. Listen to chashivusa. How do you know the word ashisha means a fancy bread? To chashav v'loshen. The Ksiv it says in Shmuel Beis. They divide up the food. They gave one lechem, but ashbar echad, one portion, ashisha achas, and one portion. So you see, it's a chashuva thing. Ashbar echad is mishisha bepar, a sixth of a par. Ashisha echad mishisha be'efa, one sixth of an efa. And by the way, pliki the Shmuel, damar Shmuel, ashisha garba de chamra. He holds it with some kind of wine. The Ksiv, ba'avi ashishi anovim. Alright? That's the end of that story. We'll stop here and we will resume tomorrow. Daf Lamed Zayin is tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.